This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and I wait all week for sports. Canadians are still basking in the golden glow of the Winter Olympics, but in Russia, which will host the next Winter Games, the mood is grim. Russian athletes performed in Vancouver like the Chicago Cubs, and the accusations are flying like shots into Ryan Miller's knee pads. Back from the Olympics, and joining us now is NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So just three Russian gold medals in Vancouver. Terrible showing by terrible showing by Finland standards. Or Norway's, at any rate. And when Vladimir Putin says people must be held responsible, does that mean off to the gulag?
Or heads will roll, however you say that in Russian. This week, actually, the Russian president called for the Olympic sports officials to resign or be fired, and only one person has accepted the invitation so far. That's the head of the Russian Olympic Committee. Mm-hmm. But Prime Minister Putin has been especially critical about the Olympic effort and very vocal about correcting the problems. He is a big sports fan and the driving force behind Russia winning the bid for the 2014 Winter Games, and he's calling for wholesale changes in how his country trains and funds athletes as a way to, you know, for Russia to reclaim its past winter sports glory.
I don't know much about Sochi. I don't know anything about Sochi except those guys dancing in the little silver balls that, at the closing ceremonies.
Right.
Let's put it this way. It doesn't come to mind. It doesn't bring an image to mind the way Vancouver does.
Certainly doesn't. Well, actually, in the wrong ways. You remember all the rain and the warm weather Vancouver had?
Yes.
Some people say Sochi will be this times 100. A very vocal critic of the efforts to locate the games in the seaside resort of Sochi in Russia is a man named Boris Nemtsov. He's the former deputy prime minister and a leader of the opposition to the Kremlin. And he has said that Putin has found one of the only places in Russia where there's no snow in the winter, and he describes Sochi as subtropical. So just a number of complaints and criticisms that include very slow progress in building there and the charges of corruption, which always seem to surface in Russia, saying that there may be some real problems.
Switching gears entirely, we saw this week the resolution of a tragic story in a small town in Iowa, the shooting death last June of a really revered high school football coach named Ed Thomas. What happened this week, Tom?
Yeah, Ed Thomas, National High School Coach of the Year in 2005. Well, this week, the 24-year-old man who shot and killed Coach Thomas was found guilty of first-degree murder, and he's expected to be sentenced to life in prison. You know, Scott, it's a sad, stunning story, obviously. I spent a week out there last August, and what I was amazed by and what a lot of outsiders are amazed by is the very little finger-pointing and outward rage toward the young man and his family. Mm-hmm. And it was explained as this is small-town Iowa. The young man, Mark Becker, is a former player for Thomas, and the Becker and Thomas families know each other. They go to church together. Mark was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic, and in the aftermath of the shooting, the Thomas family has lobbied Iowa lawmakers to make a law that says when law enforcement officials bring a patient to a mental health facility, that the mental health officials have to notify police when the patient is then released. This didn't happen in Mark Becker's case. The family says the murder was preventable.
NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.